Up next on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Lovie Smith. Illinois hosts Kent State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, we will go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Yes, thank you. We're really excited. I'm sure like everyone is for the, you know, coming season to get started. Guys that work extremely hard. We feel like we've gotten all the players in the right spots, coached them up as much as we possibly can, and now we need to play a game. And it's one thing to, you know, of course, to go through training camp and go against each other each day, but we started school this week, yesterday, and again, when you get into the game week routine, it's pretty special. A lot of excitement around here. We have some new players that will play big roles for our football team, starting with our quarterback, A.J. Bush, getting, you know, one of our defensive leaders back, and Jake Hansen. It's pretty special. And today I announced the team captains for our football team, Nick Algrady on offense, Dale Sean Phillips on defense, and Dale A. Harding as our special teams captain. So pretty pumped up about all that. I'll take your questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Putnam, Tampa Bay Times.
Coach, just talk about what Bobby Rountree and Jake Hansen bring to the defense.
Well, Bobby, you know, just talking about Bobby Rountree first, you know, every game he's played, he started for us here. Came in as a freshman. Really loved the recruitment of him. Bought into him, and he's a good student. Shows up every day. And, of course, he can rush the passer from the outside. I think he can be a physical player. There's nothing to dislike about Bobby Rountree. He's represented Tampa Bay area well. And the same thing with Jake Hansen. Of course, Jake would have played a prominent role for us last year. That injury, of course, kept him out. But and what we see in Jake as a linebacker, he's a skilled guy that can play in space. He's gotten his weight up, football junkie, you know, coach on the field. He'll play our wheel linebacker position, and we're expecting big, you know, big things out of both of them. But those will be two of our defensive leaders.
Great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Teddy Greenstein, Chicago Tribune.
Hi, Lovey. I'm eager to hear about A.J. Bush, both as a player and the fact that he's, you know, traveled a lot and seen a lot, been in a lot of different systems. Does that help him in a new spot like Illinois?
I think it, Teddy, I think it absolutely helps him. You know, first off, when you, you mean you're a graduate transfer quarterback, you know this is your last time. You've gone, a lot of experiences you've gone through, and that's definitely the case with A.J. He's played in a lot of different systems, had a lot of different coaches coach him, and it was just a perfect fit for us here. What we've gotten is a guy that knows that quarterback position is a lot more than just what you do on the field during that time. You have to be an example for our young players. We have young quarterbacks in that room. We want him looking at how A.J. prepares, how he came in, just training camp and got himself in a position where he's one of our team leaders. But you have to be able to play football when you get out there too, and we think he can do everything we want our quarterback to do. Be mobile in the pocket. Of course, when we need to lead on the pass, be able to do that. I just buy into him. Can't wait to see him play this weekend.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Jeremy Warner, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Lovey, I just wondering if you could give some details on, you know, how those team captains were named, how you unveiled them, and what each of those guys means to their unit.
Yes, Jeremy, how we select captains is our team and coaches all get a vote. Offensive guys vote for offensive captain. Defensive guys vote for defensive captains, and our core special teams players vote for the special teams captain. Mm-hmm. So that's how we name them. We pick three that way, and the fourth captain that we have will be selected by the coaches each week. So those will be our three permanent guys, and we'll select one other that will represent our team for Kent State this weekend.
Yeah, what do you think each of those guys, you know, add to that, to their specific unit?
Well, it gets selected. I mean, you've gone through an awful lot. They've been looking at, they've seen you on, off the field, off-season workouts, know what you do, represent the university, everything. And you have to perform a certain way on the football field. Nick Algretti has been one of our team leaders the entire time I've been here. You know, he leads the offensive line, room of course, toughness, graduate as he plays his senior year of football. Dale Sean Phillips has come into a little different situation being a junior college player, but quickly has moved into that leadership role. Everything we want a linebacker to be on and off the football field, he does. And Dele Harding, of course, will be one of our starting linebackers, but he's also one of our core special teams player. When I say core, I'm talking about he'll be on all of the special teams for us. And he moved into that type of role also.
Thanks, Lovie.
You're welcome.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Jay Taft, Rockford Register.
Hey, Coach. You guys were so young last year, and especially on that offensive line. I was just wondering what you've seen. How has that development come along on the O-line, especially in this past 9 months to a year or so?
Jay, we were young. We're still young. We're a little older, though. But what we've seen is last year, when you start playing initially, and then you have to get out there. Experience teaches you everything. For our young linemen, though, what they need as much as anything was to get stronger. I mean, their bodies, of course, haven't fully developed yet. And this off-season program really has been, Joey Bose, our strength and conditioning coach, does a great job in his staff. But all those guys are stronger. And just going through the experience of being an offensive lineman together, our offensive line, this one that we will start this week, took every snap together, really in training camp. So that has to help, too, when you want to keep your offensive line playing together, throughout. Adding Kendrick Green, a guy that could be, that had the talent to play defense, of getting that type of athlete at the guard position too. So we have those guys, freshmen that played last year, but Kendrick could be a freshman adding, even more, youth to that group. But they're talented, and we're excited about seeing what they'll be able to do this second year.
How important to follow that up? How important is it, especially on the offensive line? You guys talk about it so much with the linemen, that cohesiveness or just building, having time together as a group.
It's very important. I mean, everybody would like that. I mean, in an ideal world, you would like to be playing, all seniors, and they've been playing for 4 years, and they eventually will be in that situation where these guys will be going to their final years. But I think, nowadays seem like players that are very good when they're seniors have been, good football players early on. And where we were with our program, we knew we were going to play young guys, and, luckily we have some talented guys, and so that's a part of it.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Take care.